This is Michael in service. Can I help you?
Yes, Michael?
Yes.
Yes, I need to find out an update on the Suburban.
Oh, no. Which Suburban is that?
Don't all know me, because Mom's starting to get hot on the collar again. What's up?
Well, okay, on your... We had an incident.
What do you mean you had an incident?
Well, one of our new employees, he didn't realize we had a no-smoking cigarettes under the hood policy, and a fire started inside the engine.
What?
And basically it's a total loss, and it's caused a lot of damage to our place here as well. And paramedics were involved. Several of our employees are in the hospital.
Okay, so what is going to happen to replacing our vehicle?
Your insurance should cover that, I believe.
Because we only owed like $200 left, and we were going to get the title on that son of a gun.
Well, somebody's going to have to pay for the damages to our shop as well, because...
Why would we have to pay the damages to your shop when we bought the car from you guys? It was an under warranty problem, and that's why we took it to you guys.
The warranty does not cover fires caused by... service people.
Your fault that your new employee lit a cigarette underneath the damn hood.
Oh my God.
They blew up on my truck.
Yes, they did. And a lot of damage to the facility, and a lot of people went into the hospital. And the paramedics were involved, and they're saying we have to pay for the damages.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
All right, I'll tell you what. Where is the manager?
The manager, he's talking to the police right now.
He's talking to the police?
Yeah, and about the charges that we may have to file against you for the fire.
Whoa. You're telling me because your employee lit a cigarette underneath the hood of our vehicle, and there was damage to our vehicle as well as your shop, that you're going to press charges against us?
Well, the manager actually just stepped in. Would you like to speak with him?
Yes, I would.